tell you my honest opinion on it. I mean, I'm in favor of that because I don't think we should have any appearance of impropriety here. Okay. But there, the other side of it, some people say, well, look, you know, the salary of Congress has been frozen since 2009. You know, when you adjust for inflation, a member of Congress today is making 31% less than they made in that year. It goes down every year. And over time, if you stay on this trajectory, you're going to have less qualified people who are willing to make the extreme sacrifice to run for Congress. I mean, it's just people just make a reasonable decision as a family on whether or not they can come and move to Washington, have a residence here, a residence at home, and do all the things that are required. So the counterargument is, and I have some sympathy, look, at least let them, like, engage in some stock trading so that they can continue to, you know, take care of their family. But on balance, my view is we probably should do that because I think it's been abused in the past, and I think, sadly, a few bad actors discolor it for everyone. And look, we have no tolerance for anything even resembling insider trading or any of this kind of advantage that anybody could take. Zero tolerance for it, and we'll stamp it out ourselves. So that's why I'm in favor of the policy, but I understand people that have misgivings about that, you know, so we'll see where it lands.